right, Welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Chun Trail Islam International. We welcome you once again to the program. And, dear listeners, sad stories coming through, you know, regarding the situation out in Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Every day in the last 24 hours, we've been reading about it. You know, 100 people, 120 people, 90 people. Today, been about 79 people been killed in the latest Israeli attacks in the last 24 hours. And the attacks continue, and the situation on the ground remains dire despite the United Nations Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza during the Mubarak month of Ramadan as well. So this is the situation on them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Also, we believe that today at least about 18 Palestinians have passed away trying to recover the airdropped aid in Gaza. According to the Palestinian officials, and they rescued the bodies after a large group of men swam out into the Mediterranean Sea to fetch the aid parcels. It's desperation, dear listeners. You know, the aid parcel sometimes falls into the sea, sometimes on civilians, sometimes on the houses, sometimes on Israeli territory beyond the border fence, and many people have been injured there as well. So continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make it easy, dear listeners. We don't know, you know, we just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all earnestness and dua. The massive death, the destruction, the displacement, the hungers, the loss and the grief for the many days. It's straining our shared humanity as well. You know, it's killed more than 33,000 people, these IDF forces. And we find that these people of Jerusalem, they basically sustained bombardment across the Gaza Strip, causing mass displacement of the entire population. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, inshallah. Continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The least we can do, inshallah, is, make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Be explicit in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah, the only comforting response as well. Dua is the act of supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and heartfelt prayer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as well, inshallah. And regarding this, we find that make lots of dua, inshallah, and you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower them with victory, perseverance. May Allah make their steps firm, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory over these people as well, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant them the best of this world in the Akhirah, and Allah protect them from the aggression of the aggressors. Continue making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. I mean, all right, do we have our contestants on the line? We have our contestants on the line. We have Mali Suhaib Ali Khan also walking into the studios, mashallah. Let's welcome Malana Suhaib first. Mali Suhaib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Malana Karal, just listening to the update regarding Palestine, our hearts bleed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Like the program I went for, Mulana was making dua that we are fasting for last 15-16 days. Gaza has been fasting from last 3 months. We don't even have proper meals and proper food to eat for them. And we need to be grateful, and also with that we need to make dua for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Mulana.
Yeah, I mean, Mulana, you know, it's like the whole world is just standing by. Mentioned today also, he says, what answer do we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the situation out in Gaza? It's massive death, it's destruction, bombardment, displacement, hunger and loss, and you know, people are just looking, you know, the janazah has been driven over by the Israeli forces, been bulldozed. I mean, the world is just standing by and looking by. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. Allah grant the victory, inshallah al-aziz. All right, let's welcome Kundiwala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Kundiwala.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you,
man? Alhamdulillah, and how are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah,
shukr. Jazakallah. Our engineer for the program is Yazdan. MashaAllah, always smiling. Adhakallah Husseinak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you always smiling, my brother. Okay, Ameen. All right, I'd like to also see you. We'd like to see you smile in front of our station manager, Sabdhaman Barakatum, as well. Okay.
That reminds me of something that happened yesterday, Isha time. I believe Maulana Yusuf Umar was saying that you met him after Isha Salah. Yeah. And with a serious face, you went to him and you told him that someone passed away. They had iftar together with you and then they just collapsed. I won't mention anyone's names, Maulana Kara. And then for a few seconds, Maulana Yusuf took you seriously, and then after that, you started laughing. Is that correct, Maulana?
Yeah, a little bit, Maulana.
A little bit correct.
Okay.
You're killing people here.
Let's go to line number two. Line number one. Okay, line number one. Bilal Combined School, Qiyam Sajuri. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qiyam, how are you?
Wa alaikum wa salam.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Qiyam?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear us clearly, Qiyam?
Yes.
Okay. And your surname is Sajori?
Sichor.
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 Sichor, okay. A chor in Gujarati is not a very good word when you say sab. Chor in Gujarati means thief, eh?
It's Sijor.
Sijor. Sijor. G, with a J, Mauricio. So please pronounce correctly, not with a CH, with a Sijor. Sijor is a good, good name.
I must pronounce correctly.
Okay. Sijor is a very sweet surname. Okay, Qiyam? Qiyam Sajori, very nice surname. Okay, line number two we have Zahra Hashim Bai. Zahra, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. How are you, Zahra?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, Malala?
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah for asking, sister. And she's representing Nurul Islam School of Excellence. Kundiwala, you understand, my brother?
Ji.
Thank 100%. You. Third contestant, Swani Muslim School, representative Daniel Kaji. Daniel, are you there?
Ji, I am. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah. Mashallah. Welcome on board, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's start with our first contestant. Are you ready, Qiyam Sajori?
Yes.
Here goes your question, my brother. Which is the second longest river in South Africa?
The Orange River.
I had a feeling you're going to say the Orange River. It's not the Orange River. Another guess quickly. Qiyam?
The Vaal.
Oh, not at all. Another guess?
The Nile.
The Nile. Yeah, almost right, almost right. The Nile in South Africa, Mauricio. Have you heard that one? The Nile in South Africa, Qiyam says he is the longest river in South Africa. Good answer, eh? You quite sure about that answer, Qiyam? The Nile River. Where
Orange
is this?
River.
The Nile River. Okay, but the Nile River you mentioned earlier, where exactly in South Africa is it? Because I really want to go out there for the day.
It's in Egypt.
Oh, okay. Sorry, yeah, it's in Egypt. I was wondering why you say it's in South Africa. Okay, but you said it's the Limpopo River, eh?
He said Orange River.
Okay, it's not the Orange River, it's the Limpopo River. Okay, Qiyam?
Okay.
It's the Limpopo River. When you said Nile River, my heart stopped for 2 seconds. Mauricio, shoot off second question.
Let's go to Zahra Hashim Bai. Zahra, are you ready? Is the line clear?
Yes.
Okay, the first question is for 2 points. Who was the first person from South Africa to travel to outer space? Time up.
Time is up.
Would you like to take a chance, Zahra?
I'm not sure.
Quickly, another chance.
Say, Maulana Muhammad Kara could be...
First person from South Africa to travel to outer space. The answer is Peter Kumbulele. Who was it, Zahra?
I don't know.
Okay, no. It is Mark Shuttleworth. Okay, Zahra?
Yes.
Okay, mashallah. Here we go, what you say, Sahab. Okay, I just got to remind our listeners, all the schools are... And they all have 9 points, Malisweb.
Yeah, they're all sitting on 9 points. We have 3 different schools today, or rather this entire week, Bilal Combined School, Nurul Islam School of Excellence, and Tswane Muslim School.
What about your school, the school you're teaching in?
They're in the finals already, Maulana.
Oh, they're in the finals already, okay. With the Afrikaans schools, eh?
Yeah, that's the one, yes.
Okay. Here we go. Tswane, Daniel Kaji, here goes your question. Are you ready, Daniel?
G.I.M.
The Mother City is the nickname of which South African city?
Cape Town.
Yeah, that's a place. Cape Town is a place to be.
2 points, mashallah.
2 points, mashallah. Mother City is the nickname of which South African city? The answer is Cape Town, when you say sub. Nice, mashallah, beaches and, you know, beautiful atmosphere and nice, when you say.
Yes, very...
Yeah.
It's a city like last week you mentioned, city to retire.
City to retire, not the Karoo to retire.
Not the Karoo that you opted to retire in.
Okay, here we go. Second set of questions. Kundiwala.
Chimlan.
Can I please have your attention?
You have my undivided attention.
Sorry?
You do have my attention.
Okay.
Undivided.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. How many, can you just open up your tongue a little bit, my brother? Okay. How many taste buds are on your tongue? The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brother. How many creation? Every day you're very quick to eat. Every quick you eat, you gobble everything. Did you read Bismillah today? Did you read the du'as after eating? How many taste buds are there on your tongue? Gunniwala?
I go for over 30,000.
Sure. All right.
Am I close? Am I too far off? Am I wrong?
Okay.
Way off.
The correct answer, Malik Saif Saab, is
2,000.
No, not 2,000, Malik Saif Saab. I never asked you how much you have in your bank account. We're talking about taste buds. How many taste buds you have on your tongue? Subhanallah, the creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he has done how many?
You say seven.
Oh, some people are smokers. They won't normally say.
He says seven.
Seven. Okay, yeah, very close. Very close. 9,000 taste buds on the tongue.
Subhanallah.
Look at the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Quran Kareem verse, your listeners, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ فَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why don't you look within yourselves, O people, why don't you look and ponder regarding the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine 9,000 taste buds, how beautiful Allah has created insan.
Subhanallah.
All right, here we go. Second question, Bilal Combined School. Are you ready? Qiyam Sajariya.
Ji.
True or false? The city or town of George is located in the Western Cape.
True.
MashaAllah. Nice place to be in as well. True. The city of George is out in the Western Cape. MashaAllah. 1 point your way. Second question, Malik Saif Saab, shoot off.
Ji. Zahra Hashim Bhai, are you ready? True or false? An escarpment is the steep edge of a river or a stream. True or false?
False.
MashaAllah. Correct.
MashaAllah.
Before the
explain to us, Gundiwala, escarpment. The one we're talking about, the steep edge of a river or stream. Make it simple for us. You explain to us what is an escarpment.
Wow. I'm lost for words. I can only picture it.
I like the way you explain the things around the answer, but you don't get to the answer. You talk about the scene around the answer, but not the answer.
It's very mind-boggling. So
you see,
I'm
again, mind-boggling, Malik Saif. So look at the words he's using.
Heavy words.
I'm also here to trick here Mulana's mind as well. So.
An escarpment is, Kundiwala, not the steep edge of a river or a stream. It's actually a long, steep slope or cliff that separates two areas of different elevations.
We're talking about a valley.
Okay, explain to us again what I said, my brother.
It's basically two mountains.
It's basically like a valley. One is up, one is down. Simple. Got it, good.
Yeah, but it's two mountains.
Yeah, make it five mountains, okay.
MashaAllah. We'll make it five mountains.
Here we go. Second question. Daniel Kaji, are you there?
Yeah.
True or false? Desmond Tutu wrote the book about his life titled Long Walk to Freedom.
False.
MashaAllah.
Okay, why you say false?
Nelson Mandela wrote that book.
Yeah, true. Nelson Mandela wrote a book about his life entitled Long Walk to Freedom. Alright, MashaAllah. So it's how many points? Okay, let's go ahead. Are you ready for the second question?
Third question, Mulana Kara.
Oh, sorry, it's
to Qiyam.
Okay, Qiyam. It's believed that in a single day, Gundiwala, one of your feet can sweat the equivalent of half a glass of water. Did it ever happen to you?
No. Not in my lifetime.
I see people that come back from Umrah, Mulana Kara, and making tawaf of the Kaaba, something like that.
Okay. It's true. The answer is true, Gundiwala and Mulana Sahib. A pair of human feet contains about 250,000 sweat glands.
Hmm.
And each foot can sweat the equivalent of half a glass of water per day.
Sure.
And can you imagine how much of bacteria in your feet, Gundiwala?
Gee,
there's about 1 trillion bacteria on each of your feet.
Hmm. I'm actually picturing standing behind Mulana Kara during namaz while his feet is busy sweating so much. So I feel sorry for the person standing behind Mulana Kara.
Okay. I say my name had to come in, Mulana Sahib. Okay, can we go ahead?
It's good. It's good.
And I'll be learning. This is on this course we all learn. Okay. Here we go. Third question. Qiyam Sajodi. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. In 1993, who won the Nobel Peace Prize together with Nelson Mandela? A. Desmond Tutu. B. F.W. de Klerk. Or C. Thabo Mbeki?
F.W. de Klerk.
MashaAllah, correct. Spot on. That is a correct answer. It's F.W. de Klerk. That is a correct answer. It's B. Hmm. MashaAllah, Mali Sahib. Go ahead.
Let's move on to Zahra Hashimbai. Question 3. Your question is also multiple choice, A, B, or C. Which of the following provinces does Kruger National Park cover? A, KZN and Limpopo, B, Mpumalanga in Northwest, or C, Limpopo and Mpumalanga? Mpumalanga in?
Northwest.
That means she sings B, Mulana Kara.
You said B, sister. Mpumalanga in Northwest. Okay. No, it's not right, sister. Zahra, it is. It is Limpopo in Mpumalanga. The correct answer was C, okay? All right.
Mm.
Okay, can we go ahead?
G.
Gundiwala, coming back to you. You're not going to be here for the next 2 days, I believe.
No, only tomorrow, trying to run away from Mulana Kara.
All right, tomorrow you're not going to be with us. So sing a very quick nism, a short nism, a meaning, you know, something that I can follow up with the chorus. Start.
I would love to start, but I do not have the money to replace the glass around us because my voice is very,
deep.
Okay.
Very deep.
Very deep, eh?
I can give you a short part.
All right, very short, very short.
The national anthem.
Whatever you want to say.
Ngosi sikeleli af. See, I really can't sing.
rather leave it.
Mulana's glasses already cracked.
People, you know, if you sing this nism in front of tourists and foreigners, they're going to look down upon our country. You don't sing an anthem like this, Gundiwala. Okay.
Teach us, Mulana Kara. We all learn
tomorrow.
Something.
Qiyam Sajodi, are you there?
No, I think you need to go to Daniel.
Oh, sorry.
You should keep track,
Daniel,
Mulana Kara.
Sorry for that. Are you ready, Daniel?
Yeah, I am.
Here we go. What is the name of the largest gem quality rough diamond ever discovered? A, the Cullinan diamond. B, the Jonker diamond. Or C, the Louis Vuitton diamond.
A.
The Cullinan diamond is the correct answer.
MashaAllah.
I wish I had the diamond of the team, Holy Safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Qiyam Sajodi.
Maybe one of the listeners listening to you, they might donate it to you, Mulana Kara.
Next question. Are you ready, Qiyam Sajodi?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Simple, simple, simple. This is a general knowledge question that is tonight's course. But this one is maths, but very simple. It's a grade 2 question, in fact. What is 26 plus 37?
63.
Correct.
21, is it correct?
Correct.
Okay, here we go. Zahra Hashimbai, here goes your question, sister. What is it?
Gee, Zahra, your question is, what is 74 minus 26?
This is 48.
You said, what you said? 48. Okay, we are 38. Are we going to go back and listen to it, Mulana Kara, off air and come back to that one there? Because
I think it was said after the time is done.
So, put a question mark, Mulana Kara.
in the time. All right, we'll get back to you, inshallah.
Question mark there.
All right, see. Swani Muslim School, Daniel Kaji, are you ready?
Yes.
Here goes your question, very simple. What is 52 minus 35?
17.
MashaAllah, spot on. So far, you got all right, eh? Daniel?
Yeah, he's
keep it up.
Doing very well.
Daniel, sorry, what's your name? Gundiwala. Gundiwala, how many teeth does an aardvark have?
A who?
An aardvark. And Malik Sahib, sir, maybe you can answer further. What is an aardvark?
Okay, who must answer first?
You answer first, Malik Sahib, sir.
An aardvark.
Aardvark, what is it?
You have to pronounce it very carefully, otherwise...
Aardvark. I'm thinking of a wartwog or...
Yeah, close. Yeah, okay. Just leave it like that.
Yeah.
Okay, how many teeth do they have? Nothing. Here we go. Piyam Sajori. Will you say something? After your research, after Ramadan, you can tell us what your research showed you, right?
About what, Munakar?
About the aardvark.
Isn't it, it's a ground pig or earth pig, they call
okay,
it.
Okay,
fark, I know what's a fark.
Okay. Here we go. Last question. Qiyam, are you there?
Chi.
Okay. Sorry for the interruption, okay?
Don't do it again.
Which bay is Robben Island situated in? A. Nelson Mandela Bay. B. False Bay. Or C. Table Bay?
Table Bay.
MashaAllah. Spot on. That is the correct answer. MashaAllah. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 out of 6, Mulana Sahib.
Spot on. Correct, Mulana Kara. Only the first one he got it incorrect. And after that he came back.
The
strong.
First one was about the Nile. You said the Nile is in South Africa.
After it,
I was going to take my fishing rod and go tonight. Okay, here goes Zahra's question. Zahra, here we go. What do you say?
Final question for you, Zahra. Which of the following countries does not share a border with South Africa? A. Namibia. B. Eswatini. Or C. Zambia?
Zambia.
MashaAllah, before the clock started.
MashaAllah. What do you say, sir? That second one, what's the word again?
Eswatini.
Eswatini. Where is Eswatini?
Previously it was known as Lesotho, I think, or Swaziland.
Okay. Clever boy.
Jazakallah.
So, Malik Sahib, how many points do we have here for him? Two, and one is outstanding.
One is pending, yes.
Okay.
Outstanding, no, pending.
Pending is the correct word. You're the teacher, you know better, okay?
Yeah, outstanding means excellent.
Okay, okay, apologies.
You changed the whole meaning.
Okay, thank you. Are you ready for the third, final question? Daniel,
yes.
Get this one right, my brother, you get full marks.
Okay.
What happened to my car?
Something happened
to my car. You see, you want to laugh at other people.
Okay. Daniel, let's go. Which two oceans is South Africa located between? A. Pacific and Indian Ocean. B. Atlantic and Indian Ocean. Or C. Atlantic and Pacific Ocean.
B.
MashaAllah, spot on.
6 out of 6.
6 out of 6. This guy was quick. MashaAllah, Daniel Kaji representing Swani Muslim School. 6 out of 6. Zahra Hashimai, 2 out of 6. 1 pending. And our first contestant, 4 out of 6. That was Qiyam Sajori from Bilal Combined School. Jazakallah to all the contestants. Qiyam, Jazakallah. Zahra to you as well. And Daniel Kaji. Inshallah, we talk soon. Request for du'as, okay?
Inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.